Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring up the pearls of tech wisdom for you. I'm Alex, here with the always curious and sometimes hilariously puzzled, Jamie.
Hey everyone, and by puzzled, Alex means I'm just like you, eager to learn, but occasionally tripping over the tech jargon landmines. Which is great for today's topic because I've got a lot of questions. We're talking about Perplexity AI versus ChatGPT, right?
Exactly. Two giants in the world of AI research assistants, each with its unique strengths and quirks. It's like comparing a scalpel to a Swiss Army knife. Both are essential depending on the task at hand.
I love that analogy. But before we cut into the main course, can you give us a quick appetizer on what these tools are?
Sure thing. Let's start with Perplexity AI. Think of it as a search-native AI, blending real-time web retrieval with language understanding to provide you with answers that are not only accurate, but also cited from the web.
So it's like having a super smart librarian who can instantly pull up the latest info on any topic?
Spot on, Jamie. And then there's ChatGPT, developed by OpenAI. This one is a conversation-native AI, optimized for reasoning, creativity, and generating structured content. It's like having a brainstorming partner who never gets tired.
Got it. Librarian versus brainstorm buddy. But what makes them different under the hood?
Great question. Perplexity uses what's called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG. It combines a search engine with a language model to ground its answers in verifiable sources.
So it prevents making stuff up, right? I heard that's a problem with some AI.
Exactly. It reduces hallucinations, as we call them. ChatGPT, however, primarily relies on its training data and learned patterns for generating responses. It can optionally browse the web or access specific APIs, but its default mode doesn't include real-time search.
Hallucinations, huh? Sounds spooky. But let's talk real-world applications. Where would I prefer Perplexity over ChatGPT?
If you're doing fact-based research or need up-to-the-minute information, Perplexity is your go-to. Its citation feature is also gold for academic work or any scenario where source verification is important.
And I'd lean towards ChatGPT for, say, writing a sci-fi story or coding a quick prototype?
Exactly. ChatGPT's strength lies in ideation, creative writing, and even coding. It's also more customizable, which is great for developers.
Speaking of customization, how do these tools perform in the wild, like in a real-world workflow?
Let's say you're researching the latest AI trends for a report. You could start by pulling factual snippets from Perplexity to get the latest developments and citations. Then, switch to ChatGPT to synthesize those snippets into a coherent analysis or narrative.
That sounds like a powerful combo. But what about the pitfalls? There's always a catch.
You're right. While Perplexity is great at reducing inaccuracies by citing sources, it's still crucial to double-check those sources. ChatGPT, on the other hand, can sometimes present fiction as fact, so it's wise to use it alongside fact-checking tools.
I guess that's where the human touch still reigns supreme. Now, for the million-dollar question, can I use both in one app?
Absolutely, and many developers do. It's like having the best of both worlds: accuracy and depth, fact and creativity. Just be mindful of API rate limits and data privacy, especially if you're handling sensitive information.
This has been a deep dive indeed. I'm almost afraid to ask, but what's next for our listeners who want to experiment with these tools?
Fear not, Jamie. For those itching to try, consider building a mini research assistant as a challenge. Fetch a few web summaries with Perplexity, then use ChatGPT to synthesize a comprehensive summary. And remember, there's a world of possibilities for integrating these AI marvels into your projects.
Challenge accepted. And with that, we're at the end of today's tech journey. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
We hope you're leaving a little wiser and a lot more curious. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more deep dives into the tech universe. Until next time, keep nerding out.